Welcome to Poetic Underground. I'm your host, Jeff McAllister, and thanks for joining me today. Today's guest is none other than Adam Schmalholz, otherwise known as In Queue or In Question. He's a National Poetry Slam champion, award-winning poet, best-selling author, multi-platinum songwriter, many accolades. He's an incredible human being. And today I have a little clip for you that was pulled from a recent interview he did with Sean Stevenson on the Model Health Show. Shout out, Sean. He was talking about, you know, 2020 being as bad of a year as it has seemed for a lot of people. He wanted to make this year not be about, you know, a sad lockdown, depression, you know, all the shit that comes with this. He wanted it to be a year to remember, a happy year. And he was recently got engaged to his girlfriend, and he wrote this incredible poem. The first time I heard it, I was just thinking, like, man, I wonder how she's feeling right now, because this, just how he expresses himself through words is powerful. And it gets you in your emotions too, because you just, I don't know, you just have to hear it for yourself. Amazing, amazing work. So, without any further ado, here is In Queue.
Every love poem I ever wrote was about you. You are every dream I've ever had, and now they've come true. You are every dream I've never had, somehow they've come true. I gaze into your eyes and know there'll never be a better view. I see heaven in your face. I see children in your smile. I see our future in our present. Will you stay with me a while? Will you dance without the music? Will you laugh without the jokes? Will you cry without a reason? Will you play with all the notes? I've come to love you in a way that is impossible to quote. Forever and a day is not enough. Forever is a joke. Any moment we're together is now or never. Whether I am in your presence or too far away to measure, I accept you in the pain. I accept you in the pleasure. I'll be your shelter through the rain. You can shine in any weather. Every love poem I wrote was an invisible letter, reaching out beyond my time and space to what I would discover. From a place that was unknown to a home inside each other. I am floating on a cloud. I am dancing in the gutter. Our relationship is sailing and we do not need a rudder. I don't care where we go from here if here is with each other. Your soul is like a mirror. You're a goddess and a lover. You're a sister and a brother. You're a father and a mother. You're a son and you're a daughter. You're a stranger and a friend. Even when I end, our love's not something I can transcend. You're more than just a perfect 10. Your beauty lies behind your skin. It's the way you taste, reminding me of everywhere I've been. It's the way you smell, reminding me of everyone I've been. Your sweetness overwhelms me. Can we end where we begin? I'll only come back to write our stories intertwined again. You're the greatest poem I've ever read. You make me find my pen. You're the greatest poem I've ever read. The wisdom from within. You inspire me. It'll take me lifetimes to comprehend. You're my who, what, where, and when. You're my why I even try. I vow to have you and to hold you till the day I say goodbye. I vow for better or for worse, as long as you are by my side. I vow to cherish you in sickness and in health until I die. On our first date, you asked me why I hadn't settled down. I refused to give an answer, but I have your answer now. I was always waiting for you. You're the reason that you asked. My words have never done you justice, but I search for them at last. I've asked myself 1,000 questions about who I want to be. I've asked myself 1,000 questions to reflect on you and me. I've asked myself 1,000 questions, but our love's what set them free. There's only one question left. So I'll ask it on one knee. This is where I got down, just to keep you in real time. Andriana, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I promise I'll do right by you, morning, noon, and night by you. I promise I'll be nice to you even when I fight with you. I promise I will fight for you. I'd even give my life for you. I promise I will write for you. My art is now my life for you. My heart is yours, so on your darkest day, I'll be the light for you. And when you're out past midnight, I promise I'll leave a light for you to guide you home into my open arms, if that's all right with you. They say that love is blind, but you're the one that made me see. I've asked myself 1,000 questions that have brought you here to me. I've asked myself 1,000 questions, but our love's what set them free. There's only one question left. Will you marry me?
All right, that was In Q with his proposal poem. Man, if you don't want to just go and hug your significant other or just give him a big old kiss. Man, that was just the feeling and emotion that he put into it, and the way he just ties the words together and makes them flow, and it's amazing. It's amazing. I love it. I'm also a sucker for cheesy poems like that. It's really sweet. And if you enjoyed this poem as much as I did, you can check out NQ at NQ Life on Instagram, in-q.com, and NQ on Facebook, and I believe Twitter as well. So thank you all for joining me today. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I appreciate you all. You have a wonderful, fantastic, beautiful day. I'll see you next time.